Good morning. Good morning, planet Earth. Grab your coffee. Get on your cowboy horse. Make sure your saddle's set and be prepared for the ride of your life, baby. Yes, drink up a nice cup of coffee, because it is March the 22nd, Saturday, 2025, Bo Blimp Dock. Almost 10 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. Here not far from where so many things have happened and will happen. Here not far from the Vern Burton Center, dedicated to Vern Burton. That's its own limited hangout. Not far from the deer, going crazy from microplastics. Not far from the insects, going crazy from, you know, nanoaluminum. Not far from the snowy peaks, sublimating off their snowy bullshit. Not far from the Salish Sea, where that little chunk of life is still hanging on for you and me. Not far from those orca whales still finding what they can find, but one day they'll find themselves wondering, what does a kayaker taste like? That day is not too far in the future, Mr. and Mrs. Seattle Kayaker. The damnable orcas are going to get hungry, and they're going to get angry, and they're going to come for you. And then you'll know what a killer whale is, and it's not ironically named. So this should be a relatively brief podcast, but I've been thinking a little bit about the whole Trump can't do's and Trump miracles, because I said a few weeks ago that we should not keep track of them, but I thought we should do a brief update. So far, it looks like Trump can't really do nothing about the Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of Sturm und Drang and a lot of like, oh, I just talked to Putin on the phone, but it seems as if a lot of people are still dying. As far as Israel and Gaza goes, Trump can't do nothing except for give them more bombs to drop on the poors. As far as swatting goes, well, gee, everybody leaves the silent part out, especially the back the blue people who also have the Gadsden flag, if that makes any sense. Trump can't do nothing about swatting. He can't protect your Tesla vehicles. There's no way he can help. It can't be done. He can't stop the geoengineering, and as far as I can tell, the judges tell him what to do. As far as Epstein goes, whatever the truth is, Trump can't do nothing. As far as the JFK files go, if they look like a limited hangout and kind of dumb, Trump can't do nothing. CIA side quests will continue because, hey, it's still there, and Trump can't do nothing. If the CECOT facility in El Salvador, overseen by President Ukulele, is a giant wood chipper for the human race, guess what? Trump can't do nothing. If there are magical McPoyle assassins hiding in the cracks of somebody's butt, Trump can't do nothing. But Trump does have some miracles. The price of eggs have gone down, supposedly. I can't really tell, but supposedly they've gone down. The price of gasoline's gone down. I don't know how much. I don't own a car. Supposedly, there's no more illegal immigration occurring. I think that's bullshit, but that's what they're telling you, so you better believe it. It's a miracle. And very soon, they'll be clearing the homeless from the streets. They will. They'll still be illegal aliens. It'll be a new Trump-Mexico program, the whatever card, the purple card. The people that got here illegally will stay, but American citizens who are homeless will be scooped up and shipped away. Very soon, that'll be a miracle. And then you're going to get really cheap El Salvador-style cat food. Real cheap. Stuff you can afford. Trump saved the astronauts. Trump saved Tang. Trump saved freeze-dried ice cream. He saved the space people. Trump invented the F-47, and he probably invented the SR-72 as well. Trump is protecting Crypto Man. Trump is cupping his balls. Trump is holding on to him as he gives him the Alabama Slamma right up Bitcoin Man's butthole. And those are some fucking miracles, baby. After Trump is done, Bitcoin man is going to have a crypto baby. And everybody's going to register, you know, to get their number. The number so they can buy food. The number so that they can live in a house. If they don't have the number, well, that's going to be a problem. And guess what? You don't have to be in the end times for that to play out. You just have to believe there's any life left in a crooked neo-Stalinist hellhole, which is what the United States is. You probably look around and see stuff that I can't see. I haven't been able to see for 10 years. All I see is rot. You see robots, you see drones with lasers, you see magical FBI and magical IRS. You see the Doge and the Elon and the rocket ship dildo. All I see is rot. I haven't been able to see more than rot for 10 years, and it's rotting faster every frickin' day. Whether it's your dog or cat that ain't quite living as long as it used to, whether it's the plastic spoons worth of microplastics in your brain, and only now are you cogitating on the possibility that they are salting the earth. So no matter where you live, Mr. and Mrs. Chad Karen, your food is poison too. So is your fucking air. And you might have voted for it. You know, voted Democrat, voted Republican. It's a form of worship. By simply going to that booth, you gave the demon the power to poison your food. But yeah, Trump's doing miracles. I mean, I don't know. It gets to be a really big waste of time to beat up on Trump because the immediate solution is, Dan's got TDS. And it's like, no, I don't really care about Trump that much. I don't really give a fuck about Elon Musk. What troubles me is people can't see what I see. And maybe it's because I'm crazy. Maybe there are way more robots with magical Martian butthole dildo engines sending us to Mars at this point. Maybe. Maybe all that bullshit that Elon sells is true. It looks like lies, but maybe. Maybe it's not an oligarchic ripoff scheme. Because best case scenario, per my February 2019 podcast, it could be the Scroobilee. 2008 on steroids, as the kids say. And so, best case scenario, what's happening to us happened to Russia in the 1990s. And it's going to be brutal and terrible, and unless you grab your balls and grab something, I can't say what, because that's a trigger word, unless you're willing to do something, Mr. and Mrs. America, Mr. Cabela's, unless you're willing to do something, they will rip off everything you own. That is what happened to the Russians during the 1990s. Everything they owned got ripped off, and people called it freedom. Yeltsin got drunk. A lot of, you know, dual citizens got rich. And basically, the Russian people got ripped off. And people look back upon that time as the golden age of Russia, because Russia was being ripped off. Best case scenario, what happened to them is about to happen to us. And Trump is our Yeltsin. Or our Gorbachev. I don't really give a fuck. You pick which loser you like. That's the best case scenario. And in that scenario, ordinary homeless people, yeah, they do go to the wood chipper. And in that scenario, you find out most of the people you know, even the people you go to church with, are monsters. And if I'm right, if this is just smoke, most of the people you know and most of the people you go to church with, you're going to find out they're monsters. Either way, you're about to find out a lot about your neighbor, Mr. and Mrs. Seattle. Which scenario do you prefer? Of course, it could be that Trump is some magical superhero and the good guys are winning. It could be. But that's the problem. From the perspective of the left, it looks like the bad guys are winning. The best description of Trump is smoke. He's kind of exactly like the COVID. He is ambiguous and suspenseful. He's filled with mysteries and limited hangouts. He can take on whatever form your fears have, whatever form your desires have, your dreams have. If you want to keep flipping homes, Trump's going to give you a way to do that. If you want to go and blow up all of Gaza, Trump's going to help you take care of that. If you need a mortal enemy that you can be at odds with, Trump's not only going to give that to you, but like with 2020, he's going to rig a lot of bullshit, like the Tesla bullshit. By the way, it looks like the same BLM Antifa nonsense I recorded in 2020, you know, when Papa Blump was president, and I basically got on the record that City of Seattle employees were setting up Chastopia just a few feet away from Ferrari of Seattle. None of it added up. Trump was president. He owns it. But he can't do nothing. Remember, he can't do nothing is going to be one of those things they keep telling you right up until the end. So, best case scenario, when someone comes to take your house, take your property, they will give you an Alex Jones hangout, and they'll tell you it's the evil Chinese. They'll tell you it's Antifa. They'll give you all kinds of bullshit. But in reality, best case scenario, your house is going to be stolen from you and sold to somebody else. And all those illegals he talks about, guess what? They're not going anywhere because they got jobs to do at Mar-a-Lago. But a lot of people who fell off the radar might be going someplace, and that's your best case scenario. Yeah, people are going crazy because they're beginning to suspect, despite the carpet bombing of the third eye, that there is something seriously wrong. That when you have snow in New Orleans but rain at the Arctic Circle, there's something a little bit spooky going on. And probably there are people lying about it. Like I said, this shouldn't be a very long podcast. I guess my frustration is showing. I'm having a hard time, for example, coming up with the energy to work on finishing that first book of the Bigfoot War One series. And part of me think it's, I think it's futile. And then there's the other stuff, the radio stuff, that a friend of mine who reached out to me a few months ago, right in the midst of all that cyber stalking, even though I hadn't heard from him in a year. Yeah. I want to be able to do more radio stuff, but I'm 55 years old and I simply don't have the fucking energy. And if you gave me a choice between just relaxing today or trying to pretend that I'm going to catch up on this and do that and do something special, the best I can hope for is maybe I do one or two healthy things today in the midst of all the unhealthy things I do. And you can call that depression if you want to, but on the other hand, what I see is an ocean of crazy. Everywhere around me. Papa Blump is Plato. He's clay. He takes on the form of your fears, your hopes, your dreams. He is a Rorschach test. Anything you invest in Papa Blump is your problem at this point. There are problems you should solve that you really should. Think of the Department of Education thing. You know how I said I was a little off on my estimate? I probably am, because technically Bo Blimp Doc should end this month, maybe next month. But if there are center of mass people in the DOE that make a certain amount of money, just think on this for a bit, then the question you might ask is, at what point do they really get uncomfortable? Is it the first month, the first 6 months, the first year, the first 5 years? You could argue that they get uncomfortable within the first 3 to 6 months, and I think that's a solid argument. You just came up with a timeline. Maybe all of these layoffs are real and people are getting a little extra money, a severance package, who knows? Maybe you'll get a $5,000 check. I gotta tell you, when you get that $5,000 check, if you have a piece of property, you should load up on diesel fuel, if you're an optimist. Probably ammunition for your guns too, but definitely diesel fuel. If, you know, you should have a diesel vehicle, I hope. Yeah. There are things you should do, I should do, if we can do them. And if we can't do them, let's be honest about it and be at peace with it. I'm at peace with the fact that my odds of survival in the next 5 to 10 years are probably less than 20%. I'm okay with that. It's not that I want to die, but if you think I'm holding on to this wretched planet with all my bitter clinger fingers, you'd be wrong. I'm kind of sick of the human race. I'm kind of sick of the people that walk around believing that some magical human being is going to save them. There was a savior. He was here. He died on the cross to redeem all of us. He went away. He will return, but we don't know when that is. You better believe they could give you a mark and it's not the end times yet. You better believe they could implement a cryptocurrency and say, if you want to buy food, blah, 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 and they'll do it with the $5,000. Hell, they'll probably give you $20,000, but you're going to have to use that vehicle, that machine. You're going to have to use the crypto. And if you refuse to do it, you're going to be an outcast. And all of that could happen and it still wouldn't be the end times. Are you shocked? So if he's really laying off people, if he is, you have to ask the simple question, at what point do they start feeling pain? Because a lot of these folks, these government workers, they don't believe the party's ending. So they figure they'll be on furlough for a year. It's like another COVID, isn't it? Hint, hint. And they'll just sit out there locked down, ordering from DoorDash. There are a lot of these people who think they'll have their job back in a year or less. They don't care. So the simple question is, Mr. and Mrs. Sovietologist, at what point does the average government worker who's lost their job start really feeling pain? And I'd say these days between 3 to 6 months. Everybody's maxed out. A lot of these people have, you know, multiple properties, quote unquote. So you now have a window of time, at least an adjustment. And, you know, in a few of my podcasts, I've talked about them making adjustments in time in terms of their schedules. Well, like their adjustments, you now have one you can make. I am fairly certain in the next 3 to 6 months that whatever's going to come next, and I call it Grinkin' time, is going to arrive. And that if they are in fact laying off people, and if they do give you a $5,000 or whatever dollar check, here's one of the things to check for. If they attach the digital currency to it, it is likely that this is an oligarchic takedown. So it's a screwbally, you know, it's the bank holiday, it's the stealth dollar collapse, but it's on steroids, and that's if you're lucky. And with that, you get the El Salvador wood chipper, you know, because you just got kicked off your property because it got sold to whatever, Chinchinian Corporation in some country you've never heard of. Yeah, you're gone. You're donezo. That's your happy day hopeful story, that this is just an oligarchic takedown. But if I'm right, and the real question you should ask is what is the size of a thing that they would hide using this much bullshit for this amount of time? How big is it? Is it as big as a screwbally, a 2008 scenario on steroids? Is it as big as dollar collapse? If you ask me, this last 5 years tells me that it's just as likely as not that it's something fucking horrible. And that they've been hiding from us. Because they, you know, here's the thing about the government. They have a pattern of hiding shit from you. They do. And they'll even give you rationalizations about the noble lie and bullshit like that. And they'll say, well, we can't tell you the truth because if we tell you the truth, people will go crazy. In fact, that limited hangout has been spread by the UFO community for decades. Well, they just can't tell the truth. There's this click that says they can't tell the truth because if they did, people would go crazy. The truth is, permafrost, when I was a kid, meant permanently frozen. When I was a kid, the word permanent meant more than 2 years. The reality is, there's something awful happening in the Arctic. In late 2019, a Russian scientist looked out across the East Siberian Arctic shelf and used the word fuck. Now, generally speaking, the word fuck is not a scientific term. but he was looking out across a boiling sea of methane. And from his perspective and Dr. Shakova, if you know, you know, you say fuck. It's the big fart. It's the big burp. It's the 50 gigatons of methane that equals everything humans have done since 1970. It all gets released over a short period of time, and if you know anything about what supposedly we've all done the poor since 1970, that's pretty much all of it. All of it. If you believe the anthropomorphic explanation as stated, most of that problem has happened since 1970, the principal amounts of it. One 50 gigaton burst out of trillions of tons of methane, many more trillions of unconverted organics, one 50 gigaton burst. That doesn't even include what will convert to CO2 yawn, more interesting nitrous oxide, which is 2,000 times more of a forcing agent than CO2, yeah. If it's the worst case scenario, it could be something like that. It could be something that they know is going to happen. They would prefer not to tell us about it. It could also be we're on the verge of the end times. If we're kind of being honest about our eschatology, even if we're in a bad state, if you're in a bad state like me, and currently you're in a shaky footing with Christ, you can still have some discernment, and you can still tell that there's some weird, spooky shit going on. We're basically being told that if somebody keys a Tesla, they should be sent to a rape-murder prison in El Salvador. What part of that works with the whole, we're the freedom guys? Think on that. Laura Loomer basically put out a post, if you fuck with the Teslas, if you set the fancy Teslas on fire, the ones that Obama helped to fund to be created, oh, but he paid back his loan, wouldn't I like to have a fucking loan like that, Mr. and Mrs. McGurkison? Yeah. They're telling you that if you destroy a thing, a piece of property, you should be sent to a rape, torture, kill prison in the jungles of El Salvador. If that statement is true, then people should not be watching YouTube. They should not be listening to me, although I think fewer than a dozen do. Actual people. And hi to all my friends out there who are not my friends, right? But if people understood this, they should be taking action. I can't tell you what to do. I'm not a super expert on this. Even when I was in the military, I wouldn't have called myself G.I. Joe. So I can't be the guy that's going to tell you what to do. But if in fact they've decided that the garbage of American society can be simply shipped to a place where you're going to be turned into cat food, then yeah. I kind of think people should do something, and the voting isn't going to work at this point. At all. And by the way, setting Teslas on fire doesn't work either. It's stupid. It's why I kind of default to it's more PSYOP bullshit. It really looks like it. But Trump can't do nothing. I mean, supposedly Trump can do all these miracles, but he can't stop the swatting. He can't prevent your Teslas from being set on fire because there's no way the invincible U.S. military that he's reinvigorated with Pete Hegseth that can totally secure the border but can't protect the fucking Tesla dealership. How many fucking Tesla dealerships are there? I'm not even going to look it up. It's probably a pretty finite number. Trump could do something. This is not coming from Trump. This is the deep state. This is PSYOP bullshit. This is BLM Antifa. The summer of 2025 is going to be the bookend of the summer of 2020, except for one big difference. The shit that's coming is going to be real. And you're still going to find out whether your neighbor's a monster, and a lot of your neighbors will turn out to be monsters. And you're still going to find out what it means when I say nobody's basement's big enough. I don't care how much bullets you have. You could have bottled water up the yin-yang and your basement could be filled with food. Your basement is not big enough. It's a limited hangout when they say, everybody thinks you should have a 3-month supply on hand. No. It's a little bit worse than that, Puddle Flower. Anyways, it is Saturday morning. You should go do something fun. I am selling t-shirts. If you go to my planetary status report, you can buy a t-shirt. And in that sense, you can fund me because, yeah, I do make a profit on it of sorts. Sometimes it's bigger than what I should get profit based on transportation. I say $30 a t-shirt, but what if in fact the company I go to, it only costs them, let's say, $15 that day or $16. And then with transpo, whatever. The point is sometimes, and then if you buy two or three t-shirts, I'm still making the same cut. You see what I'm getting at? I'm not a very good businessman because I don't want to screw you. But yes, I am selling t-shirts for $30 a pop. If you wanted to do a bulk order, we'd probably negotiate because I don't want to screw you. And so far, the company's been delivering, and so far, I haven't gotten angry emails from the two customers I have. So there you go. There's a happy story. As far as the podcast goes, I have every intention of not giving up on the story, the Bigfoot War 1 series. I need to finish it. I'm going to try to make a lot of headway over spring break because I do get off a week here in about a week. And who knows, if I can get 8 chapters knocked out, then seeing the last 5 chapters will be a lot easier. So it's theoretically possible. It's just right now, I just can't write it. It's overwhelming, the heat of it. It's like sometimes things that happen in the future, their waste heat goes both directions, to the future, to the present, but really to the past. Or maybe this is a lot like my notion of the present or the now. What if I'm living in the trailing edge of another present, a present of filled with so much chaos that it does generate a trailing edge going back 50 years, roughly the 50 years I've been alive? We've all been living in the sinkhole of the expanded, dilated present. The leading edge of the present is always fixed. It cannot change. It's like a razor, if you know, you know. But the trailing edge is adjustable. Sometimes it's a second. Sometimes it's a minute. Sometimes it's 5 years. And if you got yourself a super collider, maybe you can push it back 50 years. 50 years of unresolved shit. 50 years of the cat is dead, the cat is not dead. 50 years of Kool-Aid and Ed McMahon and all kinds of Mandela effect bullshit. Migraines and depressions, people getting schizophrenic. 50 years of crazy. There's an explanation for something. Remember, the first rule of time travel is that it's already been done. And so if you can conceive of a way of doing it, and there's a likelihood that it could be built, it's already been built. And you might have been the one who built it, but it doesn't matter, because now you're a victim of your own hubris. You thought you would be the Duke of Time, controlling time and being the bonsai tree master of causality, cutting off a limb, cutting off a twig, severing your connection to an existence that no longer exists because you're the fractor and you're conserved. You could kill your grandpa, but you don't die. You gotta remember what you done did. You could go back to the Rift Valley 500,000 years ago, set off a hydrogen bomb, knock out the human race. You could go back 10 billion years to the very moment of creation almost, set off a large bomb and wipe it all clean. You thought you'd be the Duke of Time, but instead, you became its first victim, sir. How do you feel, fucker? You could have been in charge of all the events throughout the Paniverse. Across all the planar intersections and the R-verse, the weird, strange numbers of the square root of -1, you could have solved it if you had enough time. But instead, your greed and your foolishness, your pride and your passion took you down the dark red road, and now you're running from time. And there are time monsters chasing you through a hallway, but the hallway is poorly lit, and there are weird little munchkins, weird little midget people, the little people staring at you, laughing at you, tossing potatoes at you. They all look like Timothy Geithner. They all look like rejects from Time Bandits, and they're looking at you because of what you done did. Thank you. Yeah. So anyways, don't build time machines. Don't fuck with the now. Don't give people migraines or schizophrenia because you're sad about something that happened in the past. But I'm not really talking to people. I'm talking to the deep state. The deep state's a sociopath. It cannot feel. It has black and white. It has three flavors. It could try until the end of time to try to think what it feels like to know and experience, but it cannot. So even trying to explain these things to these monsters, to these sociopaths, is an absurdity. It's like trying to talk to an alien that's a billion years more advanced. They're in their Dyson hot rod. Their ship is 10 million miles long. They travel at 50% the speed of light, and their total mass, the mass of their starship, is roughly equal to the mass of our solar system. Why don't you tell them to slow down? They're not going to slow down. They don't care if they kill some little hairless monkeys. They don't really care. They're going to go about, I don't know, maybe 1/10 the light year away from us at 50% the speed of light, having a mass roughly equal to our solar system. They're going to shake things up, and you can send them all the messages you want to, and they don't fucking care. It is Saturday. It's 10:28 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. It is your good pal, friend, buddy named Dan. And we've talked about the Trump can't-dos and the Trump miracles, and there'll be more of them right up until the end. Like I said, chances are the stock market will keep, you know, by the dipping well after there's no food at the grocery store. Chances are your crypto will still, you know, be worth something, quote-unquote, long after you can't buy anything with it. They're going to keep this ridiculous circus going as long as they can. But if you can ask a simple question, do you really believe that the entire Department of Education has been shut down? Because if you believe that, then you have to ask yourself, with all these firings, if they're real, when is the pain point? Because I think that tells you when the game is over. If you like the podcast, you can donate to it. I don't generally do this often these days, but I'm going to do it today. But before you donate to my podcast or buy a t-shirt, which could be the same thing, whatever, listen to the following. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. If you are nearly homeless, you don't have money to donate to me. You don't. If you can't pay for food, you don't have money, don't do it. You can listen. You don't have to donate. It's why I don't have a paywall. It's why when I do this, I'm not kind of really hard selling because there's just no point. The few listeners I have are very generous, and I doubt they have any money. So, yeah. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. If there are people in your immediate life that need help, help them first. Help them before you donate to any podcast or give strangers money over the internet. If you think a famine is coming, and I think there is, and you've set aside food for your family, a whole 3 or 4 months worth, because that's what the YouTube edgelord told you, then make sure you have that much for your cat or dog, unless you intend to eat your cat or dog immediately. And I think specifically with dogs, these are animals that might protect you. They might save your life. They might be the difference between whether or not you get taken advantage of or you survive a situation. So if you're setting aside food for your family, make sure you're setting aside enough for your dog too. And that includes water purification. It's not the end of the world, even though it feels like it sometimes. It's so fucking crazy. And whether you're a liberal, conservative, I don't know who the hell would listen to me. If you're a real human being, I don't care about who you vote for. Your voting isn't going to help you. But what I can tell you is it's not the end of the world. I think shit is about to get unbelievably fucking crazy. And that's depressing because it's been crazy for 5 years. But in my opinion, that's been mostly fake bullshit. What's about to hit is going to be fucking real. And it's going to be so real, you'll understand why they carpet bombed the third eye for 5 fucking years. You know. But it's not the end of the world. The only difference between today and a year from now is maybe a year from now you can't go to a movie, you can't go out for Thai food, chances are the internet doesn't work, and your phones probably don't work either. Chances are, even if you had gasoline, you wouldn't want to drive on the highways because the highways, how can I put it, have become a little bit cray-cray. So while you can do those things, while you can drive a car, get gasoline, call a person on the phone, go to dinner, or buy decent food at the grocery store and make yourself a great dinner, go on a date, go to a movie. While you can do things that are quasi-normal, do them, and do them before you donate to my podcast or buy one of my fucking t-shirts. Give yourself a break. Even if it were the end times, it's still technically not the end times. If you've read your Bible, you know it's not about a story that ends and then everything's over. We simply don't understand fully the epic that comes later. But even if it were the end times, like I said, it's not the end of the world. But there are things you can do today that if you were in the tribulation would be hard to do later. And there are things you can do today that if we were on simply the edge of total economic collapse, yeah, it will be hard to do later. So do them before you donate to me, because you got to take care of your mind and your body. And it's worth thinking about the things that make you happy and knowing that in good times, there are hard times, and hard times, there are good times, and that's the way it's always been. But if you've done all these things and you're a Texas oil rigger or oil driller, if you're a uranium duke and you have all the uranium, if you've collected all the farts from the Arctic Circle and become the queen of farts, and you have so many billions in liquid natural gas you don't know what to do with it, I don't care. You can donate as much as you want to my wretched podcast, and you can buy as many fucking t-shirts as you want. You guys have a great Saturday.